You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis says that to ignore the poor is to despise God, and that the Lord's mercy for us is tightly bound to our own mercy for others. Speaking on Wednesday morning at the weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square, the Pope also decried the inequality and contradictions in the world. Pope Francis reflected on the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, noting that the rich man's door is always closed to the poor man who hopes to eat some leftovers from the rich man's table. Every day, he said, the rich man who wears luxurious clothes while Lazarus is covered with sores fares sumptuously while Lazarus is starving. Lazarus, the Pope continued, represents the silent cry of the poor of all times and the contradictions of a world where vast wealth and resources are in the hands of few.
Lazzaro rappresenta bene il grido silenzioso dei poveri.
During his earthly life, the rich man, locked in his own world of luxury and waste, showed no consideration for God or for his law. To ignore the poor, Pope Francis said, is to despise God.
Ignorare il povero è disprezzare Dio.
The Pope also commented on the second part of the parable in which, after their death, the situation is reversed and Lazarus is carried to heaven by angels while the rich man falls into the torments of suffering. He said that good and evil have been distributed to compensate earthly injustice, and that the door that separated the rich man from the poor in life has been transformed into a deep abyss. As long as Lazarus was lying in front of his house, there was a chance of salvation for the rich man. But now that they are dead, the Pope said, the situation has become irreparable. The parable, the Pope explained, is a clear warning. God's mercy for us is related to our mercy for our neighbour. If I do not open the doors of my heart to the poor, the door stays closed for God too. And this, he said, is terrible.
Questo è terribile.
And inviting all to conversion, the Pope said we should not expect miraculous events, but open our hearts to the Word of God, who calls us to love God and our neighbour. And greeting a group of Polish nationals, including Polish President Andrzej Duda, Pope Francis also marked the birthday of Saint John Paul II, which falls on May the 18th. I'm Linda Bordoni.